Erev Shabbos Chazon, Parshas Devarim, Erev Tisha B'Av. The Gemara in Tainas and Nachef Tos Amir Aleph tells us, "Batisa kol edov yidnus kol vivku am b'layla huhu." And the assembly raised up their eyes, and they raised their voices, and the entire nation cried on that night. Says the Gemara, "Amr Abba Amr Yochanan, Oisu Hayom Tisha B'Av." That was Tisha B'Av. You cried on this night for no reason. I will make this night a night of crying for generations. What do we see from here? It says in Malach Biderman, you see that the root of all churban, churban by his rishon, churban by his sheni, everything. What we cry over at Israel is for everything. It was for one reason only. We did not believe that Eretz Israel was going to be good for us, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to take care of us, and therefore we believed in the negative report of the Meraglim. A tremendous insight that if we have complete belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bnei Yisrael and the Midbar had complete belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the man and gave us water and gave us clothing that would grow with us in the Midbar, we wouldn't have any churban if we totally believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. Furthermore, the pasuk in this week's parasha, "V'tiragdu ba'aleichem v'tomer b'sinas Hashem osanu hotziyanu mitzrayim losis osanu yad ha'mori l'hashmidenu." Can you imagine the people in Midbar said? They said, Rashi says over there, "V'tiragdu perak aleph pasuk chavzayin." This week's parasha, "Loshin hara." They spoke badly. Rachmona l'son of Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'sinas Hashem osanu, because of Hashem's hatred for us. They said Hashem hated them. Can we imagine? And Rashi says over there, because we Rachmona l'son hated him, and therefore once you hate somebody, as Rashi points out, the other then it breeds hatred from the other party as well. How could this be? And Rashi points out, what is this hatred talking about? It's a marshal of a king who has two sons. One son he gave a field that depends on irrigation, and one son he gave a field that depends on rain. And he gave the field with irrigation to Mitzrayim, which of course is easier. But he gave the son that he loves the land that needed rain. And of course we know that the reason is because the one with the irrigation, there's no relationship. You're on your own. But if the one who's dependent upon rain has a relationship. But that's how they perceived it. Can we imagine what this means? They thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hated them, Rachman al-Litzlan. But it's a lack of emunah, lack of trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us in every way. Furthermore, Bnei Yischasser points out in this week's parasha, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed, Aleph and Lamed Beis. Over Midbar Asher Yisa Asher Nesa'acha, we saw that you took care of us, you carried us. Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yisa Yishas B'no, just like a father carries a son, B'chol Derech Asher Lachtim Abuachim Adam HaKom Hazeh, until you travel to this place. However, next Pasuk, Over Dover Hazeh, Einchem Ma'amin B'Hashem Elokechem. In this way, you're not Ma'amin B'Hashem. Says Bnei Yischasser, what is going on here? We just said in the previous pasuk that Kodesh Baruch Hu carries like a man carries his son. Yet in the second pasuk, we're not aminim. Says Bnei Yischasser, if the only time you believe in Hashem is when what? Ubedor hazeh. With this type of atmosphere, this type of involvement. If the only time you believe in Hashem is when things are rosy, then you're not a real maimon. And that's a tremendous intikud. And that obviously is the root of everything. When is emunah really tested? When do we see when a person has emunah? When times are difficult. And that's why when the Klai Yisrael heard the bad report of the Meraglim, the reaction was erroneous. Because they said, oy vey, you know what? Maybe it's not so good. But if they had full emunah b'Hashem, and if they thought heard a bad report, they said, no, there must be something more to this. It must be totally fine. We have nothing to worry about. To think that if they're getting a field that needs rain, that things are bad? If we believe that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is totally taking care of us, dafka when it's dark and we don't know exactly what's going on, that's when you have to have emunah. Big deal, says Bnei Yischasser, that when it's clear that Hashem is taking care of you, you believe in Hashem. No, that's not real emunah b'Hashem. That's number one, Yisod. Number two, the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Tes Amud Beis tells us why the Bati Mikdash were destroyed. The first Bati Mikdash, you said, for the big three, Avodah Zarah, Gidurah, and Shvichus Damim. And the second, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. The Yerushalmi says also another language. He says like this, Ava B'Sheni Makin Ano Osom Shayu Yigim B'Tayr. We know that they were learned. Because they hear Mitzvahs and Meisers. They were careful about Mitzvahs and Meisers. The Kol Vest Teva Hayisul Vahem. They did everything properly. El Shayu Ovin Es HaMomon. They loved money. Mitzvahin Elu Sinas Chinam. In fact, the Gemara and says in Lokelsha Isin Askinam, she shkula connected Avodizara Gilas Shrikhzam. Says the Gemara over there, the Yerushalmi. I believe it's Yerushalmi. Not the words of Ramalach Biderman. That, can you imagine Sin Askinam is equal to the big three? Now, the Gura asks, in Bira Gura, on Agados Chazal, the Gura asks, how is there such a thing called Sin Askinam? If a person does something wrong to you, so then you hate him because he did something wrong to you. What in the world is Sin Askinam? Just baseless hatred? So says the Gura, an unbelievable thing. There's no reason to hate anybody. Because anything that happens to you, even if it's done by another person, is all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you're upset because he cut you off in the supermarket. You're upset because he cut you off on the road. You're upset because he didn't give you that promotion. Well, guess what? Hashem is ruling and supervising the world. He's running the world. So there's no reason to get upset with the person. It's all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there is no sinah. Sinah is, to hate somebody is bechinam. It's baseless. It's worthless. It's free. It's wrong. Because there's no sinner that's actually sensible. Because it's not sensible. Because there's no reason to hate the person. It's all message, some sort of a kapara or a yisurim from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it's real. It's sinas chinam for no reason at all. Because in reality, it's all from Hashem. And of course, if it comes from Hashem, it's only for our best interests anyway. And that's why the Gra and Evan Shlema. Chelik Beis Perek Gimel says the following: Yisod Kol Torah Hu Emuna Shlema Shalidog Daigas Mochar. The whole Yisod of Torah is believe in Hashem, Emuna Shlema, not to worry at all for tomorrow. And if you're missing out on Bitachon, it's going to lead to Kina and Sina. And even if you're learning Torah and doing Shmilas Chasadim, if you don't have full Emuna about Kadosh Baruch Hu, that everything in your life, the paycheck you get, the house you have, the car you have, the family you have, is all from Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't have that, even if you're learning, you can have kina and sin, and then Rachmanel son, it's going to lead to churban. Furthermore, the pasuk in this week's parasha again, Perek Aleph pasuk Yud Beis, Eicha Esel Levadi Tarchachem Masa Achem Vrivchem. Says Rashi Masa Achem, Melamed Shayu Apikorsim. They're Mamash Apikorsim. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, they're Apikorsim. So how did you know from the words Masa Achem is Apikorsim? Where did Rashi get that from? So says Ramayach Biderman, if somebody feels like life is a burden for them, His peckle is so hard to bear. That means that he's alone, that he's not relying on Kadosh Baruch Hu. He has no moon about Hashem, as it says in the pasuk that many people say in Shema Kolenu, Hashlech al Hashem Yehavcha, cast upon Hashem your burden. He'll support you. We have to understand that. Listen, if we're alive, no matter how many, I said this last week, no matter how many years we're alive, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us every millisecond, mamish. He's giving us life. So, if we find things are difficult, what, all of a sudden he can't handle that burden? Of course he can. There's a reason why he's sending us this challenge. There's a reason why. So, Zok Rashi, Masachem, Abikorsim, because if a person doesn't believe properly in Hashem, then it's a burden. But if a person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's like, hey, it's not a burden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. There's a reason why whatever's happening to me in life is happening to me. And therefore, this idea of Sinas Chinam is erroneous. I mean, there's no such thing as Sina that is actually sensible, but rather it's pure Sinas Chinam. And now we see very clearly both this Gzeira Shava, so to speak, Bechia Shel Chinam and Sinas Chinam. It's all based on the same root. If a person cries for no reason, what does it mean he cries for no reason? He doesn't think that he can be helped. Right, if a person sees he's in a situation and everything is totally under control, then he doesn't cry. He's not nervous because it's being taken care of. It's only when a person is lacking in emunah does he cry. Same thing over here when it comes to hating people. If a person realizes there's a rhyme and a reason, and that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything that's happening to him, when a person harms him, or a person negatively affects him, there's no reason to hate him. It's bechinam, because there's a rhyme and a reason why a Kadosh Baruch Hu made it happen to him. And therefore, if we want to try to work on something for Tisha B'Av, and try to see to it that we personally can say that we did something, and we understand that any generation of the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's because we're somewhat responsible, we have to try to be mechazik and emunah. That means, I don't want to say every minute, but at least every hour, every 2 hours, remind ourselves that the reason why your life is the way it is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided this is who you are, this is what you have, and everything that happens to you is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why we missed the bus, Kadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why we didn't get that grade on the test, Kadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why we didn't, successful in business, or yes, successful in business, positive, negative, it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we realize that Hashem is a part of our lives, so then we can be misakin these two nekudas. Number one, the idea that Klai Yisrael was nervous about going into Eretz Yisrael, and number two, not hating anybody. There's no reason to hate anybody. Somebody wrongs you, even if he's right. Even if you're right and he's totally wrong, there's a reason why it happened. And that softens the hatred for sure, and hopefully can remove the hatred. I just want to close with a story that I read from Malach Biderman from this week's Bera Parsha. He said, and it happened this summer, that there was a gentleman, his name is Reb Shlomo Pinchas, Shvimer, Shlita. He lives in Kiryas Yoel in Monroe, and he was driving in Monroe, and he noticed a 16-year-old bacher who was a little lost. So he got in the car, and he said, where should I take you? He said, I need to go to my yeshiva. My yeshiva from Muncie is here for the summer near Monroe somewhere, and I had a pain in my arm, and I had to go to the doctor, and I got a ride back to Schoonimunk Street, 441 Schoonimunk. Schoonimunk, whatever, that's what it says in Hebrew. Samach Kuf Vav Nun Yud Mem Vav Nun Kuf. Schoonimunk. And 449 Schoonimunk. And the driver, who I took back from Muncie to Monroe, dropped me off here. And he made a mistake because the driver put him by the, outside the big yeshiva in Monroe, and there wasn't the right place. So anyway, so this guy, Reb Shlomo Pinchas, put it into the Waze, put in the 441 Schoonimunk, and he still couldn't find it. Pasha couldn't find it. So they were driving around, they were lost, and we're talking about a native Monroe person who's driving him around. He also couldn't find it. But he said, you know what? There's a mikveh near where where we walked to from this yeshiva that we're staying at. Drop me off there, and I know how to get from there to the building, to the yeshiva that we're staying in. And so sure enough, he drove him to the mikveh. And as it turned out, they revealed that Schoonimunk Street is actually a very long street. And it was very somewhat far away, I guess, because of one-way streets or whatever. So he told the guy, you know, just drop me off on Rehov Karatz Street, in Kiryas Yoel, and from there I know how to go. Actually, I reread the story. Basically, what happened is that Schoonimunk was very far away. The GPS wasn't working. And he told the guy that, I know we go to a mikvah on Carrot Street. Drive from there, and from there I know how to drive to the yeshiva that we're staying in. Actually, it's a building. Okay? So sure enough, they went to the mikvah. And from the mikvah, he showed Reb Shlomo Pinchas, Shvimer, how to get to the place where he's standing. And Reb Shlomo Pinchas, who lived in Monroe, never saw this building before. It's an old building, right? And right in front of it is a beautiful lake. Okay? Fine, and that was it. He dropped him off at the yeshiva, this building. It's really a building, and he went on his way. But now that's not the ikker part of the story. The ikker part of the story is the next night, the next day, a few guys, four bachurim, went out on a boat, and it capsized. Okay, and these four guys needed to be rescued. Three out of four guys swam by themselves, but the fourth guy was having difficulty getting out, and they called Hatzalah, and they called for 441 Schoonimunk Road. And the only person of Hatzalah of Monroe who knew where 441 Schoonimunk Road was this guy, this Reb Shlomo Pinchas. So he knew from the night before, so he knew how to get there, and he got there first. And who was this fourth bacher that was drowning in the water? It was this boy. And why couldn't he swim by himself? Because he had a pain in his arm. That's why he'd been in Muncie, and that's why he had gotten lost that night. And it's clear that because Pinchas knew how to get there, first of all, he told other Hatzalah guys how to get there, and he started giving him first aid, and there was actually already water in his lungs, and he had to give him, I'm not sure if he had to give him CPR, but, he had to give him some sort of CPR. He had to give him oxygen. He was already matzav of a sakana, and he gave him first aid. Mashmal, he had to give him CPR, pump his stomach, or pump, you know, do some CPR, get the lungs going again. They took him to the hospital, and Baruch Hashem, he survived. And he told the backup again. He told other hotel members how to reach him over there. But we see in a tremendous, tremendous case this that we thought that this bacher, this 16-year-old bacher who had a pain in his arm, got lost by the yeshiva of Satmar in Monroe. It looked dark. He had no way. And it was actually quite late that night. Let me just see what time it was. Doesn't say exactly what time it was, but it was late at night. And because of that mistake of the guy who dropped off of Muncie, that's how he was able to be saved the next day by Hatzalah. But we see this, and there are many stories about this, that even in darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much involved. As we say in Shema, Hashem Elokeinu, he's Baal Kol Gedolos, he
He can do everything. He's supervising everything. And the more we're mechazik in our emuna, the better we will, the better our bein adam l'makom will be. And additionally, as the Gra points out, the Sinaschinim Yisod, our bein adam l'chaver will also be much, much better. The more we internalize and feel the closeness and the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives as individuals and our lives as a nation. Have a wonderful Shabbos.